And like when I started computing at uni, our computing room was probably as big as this bottom floor area of the building. I had a massive air conditioning system in it, and the front end that you fed information in was a huge stack of cards, like about this high. So it was a very different sort of technology way back then. These days, it's simply the semiconductor that's revolutionized that at the end of the day. So organic molecules and MO theory. So we had the combination of our two carbon atoms together gave us pi bonds, or the oxygens or the nitrogens. What happens when we get to benzene? So benzene then, we routinely draw our chelate structures where we put alternating double and single bonds. In the case of MO theory then, this is going to correctly predict that we don't have to put somewhat arbitrary double and single bonds around this. This now puts delocalized electron density in above and below the plane of that thing because we've mathematically combined those 2p orbitals that are out of the plane together. From that, we can correctly calculate the energy required to push an electron from this bonding pi orbital through to the antibonding orbital, and from that calculate the ultraviolet spectra that we get for these sort of aromatic molecules. So in spectroscopy, for organic molecules, if you're trying to find out if there's an aromatic system present or a conjugated system, then ultraviolet is the way to go. So what was a conjugated system? Alternating double and single bonds. Okay, so ultraviolet works very well in that case because you will have a pi system. And that pi system then, we now know if there's a pi bond, automatically there must be an antibonding pi system. And there'll be an energy difference between the two. And in ultraviolet spectroscopy, all you do is you shine some light on your sample and you push an electron from the pi orbital up to the pi star orbital. So it's the essence of the technique.